I'm Lorraine Mendez with the GIS Evening News for Tuesday, May 16. Coming up, security forces rescue 30 persons from floodwaters. Heavy rains expected to subside over the next 24 hours, and local government ministry allocates emergency funding for 6 parishes. The news in detail after the break.
Mommy, I can go to Ananda Alert National Missing Children's Forum on May 25th. That day is International Missing Children's Day.
What's that about, Johnny? Me not have no holy pa money, you know.
Mommy, it's free. The top 5 schools in the Ananda Alert school competition will be presenting. Plus, they're going to have local and foreign speakers.
That sound really good. Who do I call to register you?
Call the OCR at 908-1690 or email them, mommy, at anandaalert@ocr.gov.jm.
Now the news. Members of the security forces were called into action to rescue several persons affected by recent heavy rains. 30 persons, including 10 children, were rescued in the community of Sunnyside in Linstead, St. Catherine, which was severely flooded. One man has been hospitalized. The 30 included a family of 4 seen stranded on a perimeter wall close to a partially submerged home in a video circulated widely across various online platforms. The 4 were subsequently rescued by members of the Jamaica Fire Brigade.
We had sent a helicopter over there to provide some sort of aerial coordination, but fortunately the water subsided long enough for us to get the fire brigade to effect the rescue. The situation in Linstead this morning was the most pressing human rescue effort. The other matters that we're dealing with are really about clearing blocked roads and making areas accessible again.
Civil Military Cooperation and Media Affairs Officer with the Jamaica Defence Force, the JDF, Major Basil Jarrett. Emergency shelters in St. Catherine and Clarendon were activated, and up to news time late this afternoon, there was one person registered. The heavy rainfall that has been affecting the country since Saturday, causing widespread flooding and property damage, is expected to subside over the next 24 hours. Head of the Meteorological Service of Jamaica, Evan Thompson, says the peak activity for the system responsible for the sustained showers has passed.
So we do expect that for the next 24 hours, first of all, we will see a decrease in the rainfall, more in the vein of what we experienced over the 24 hours preceding this one. And then as we move toward Thursday, we should see even less in terms of the rainfall.
The Met Service head was speaking at a press conference at Jamaica House on Tuesday. He says weather conditions should get back to normal by Friday. As the system subsides, rainfall is expected to occur at night and early mornings. The Ministry of Local Government and Community Development has approved $175 million in emergency funding to address critical infrastructure repairs in 6 parishes worst affected by the heavy rains and flooding in recent weeks. Portfolio Minister Desmond McKenzie says the money is to facilitate the restoration of access for communities cut off by flooding and land slippages.
So this $175 million that we have allocated is for 6 municipal corporations, and those are Clarendon, Manchester, Portland, St. Elizabeth, St. Thomas, and Westmoreland. We are going to be making an allocation sometime today into tomorrow to the St. Anne Municipal Corporation because of the problems that they are experiencing.
Minister McKenzie says the government is working to provide relief, especially in the community of Cave Valley in St. Anne. The minister also indicates that all parish councils will receive funding for phase 1 of the annual mitigation program. A review is to be undertaken of existing structures, particularly in town centers and other urbanized areas of the country, to see where drainage capacity can be significantly expanded in the short to medium term. And residents in some sections of the island will remain without water over the next 2 days as flood rains continue to affect National Water Commission NWC operations. The NWC is reporting electrical failures at some power stations, as well as dislocation of water mains in some communities. The agency's corporate public relations manager, Charles Buchanan, says several teams have been deployed across the island to restore water supply in the shortest possible time.
The impacts have been the result of a combination of issues where, in many cases, a number of our water supply sources have been affected by extremely high turbidity levels, which is essentially the water is filled with debris and dirt and is just too muddy to be treated for drinking purposes.
Speaking in an interview with GIS News, Mr. Buchanan said repairs are also being carried out on systems damaged by the rain and power outages. That was the GIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.